Mr. Ham and his followers have this remarkable view of a worldwide flood. Just not reasonable.
Now, whole whales have been found throughout the United States on the top of mountains. Now, how do you think they got there? I wonder how. Oh, it couldn't have been a global flood. They'll say, oh, well, plate tectonics. They always go running to plate tectonics to solve all their problems. Plate tectonics pushed them up there. Look, folks, when a whale dies, what happens is it floats to the surface because whales are made of fat. They're nothing but fat. They come up to the surface, and then the birds just eat them away. The fish eat them because they mainly just have cartilage for bones, and there's nothing left. Whales don't get fossilized. So, if these whales died naturally and then over millions of years were pushed up the mountain, wouldn't they have been eaten by some creatures? Or wouldn't the bones have been deteriorated from the sun hitting it? It proves that there a whole whale found in the middle of mountains in Michigan, where I'm from, that there was a global flood. There's no denying it, folks.
Here's an oyster shell. Here's a snail. And I even found a shark tooth. These are all things you just don't expect to find in the desert.
Something else you don't expect to find are giant whales. When skeletons like these were first discovered in the 19th century, they were thought to be the remains of huge sea serpents. They were named Basilosaurus, which means king lizard. But Basilosaurus was no giant lizard. It has a mouthful of unmistakably mammalian teeth. This area in Egypt was named Valley of the Whales.
Your world just becomes fantastically complicated when you don't believe in evolution.
What part of believing that you came from an ape makes your world less complicated? Will somebody please explain that to me? I mean, you know what? It's good to laugh tonight, amen, because he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord laughs at these people.
Once in a while, I get people that really, that claim they don't believe in evolution. And my response generally is, why not? Really, why not?
And they'll say, well, if you can find a dinosaur and man in the same layer, then we'll believe that dinosaurs and man lived together. Well, we have. We actually have.